Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It has been for years. What are you talking about?
Michael
it's not
Jordan
just a goat on the court.
Dresses like a 1993 draft pick in 2019.
What?
He does. Can somebody tell him that big jeans went out of style about 20 years ago, please?
Bro, those big old jeans worth more than your entire worth. Worth John Martin's worth.
Dude.
Okay?
But they're too big. They're too big.
Bro, it's about the money he spends on them. Stuff we can't touch.
Well,
he'll make mom jeans a trend, bro. We get behind it if Mike wears it.
Who?
Moms everywhere.
No, dude. Nobody patterns their fashion after Michael Jordan.
What is all? Is this real? Like, he can't dress now? Are we serious?
Bro, he's wearing like a corduroy blazer and a beige turtleneck, and I can only assume
that's because he's a freaking billionaire. That's billionaire wardrobe.
No. Penny is wearing a billionaire's
wardrobe. Penny, his level is up, is high. There's no question about it. But
you cannot with a straight face sit here and argue that Michael Jordan is a nice dresser.
Yes, I can. What are you talking about, fool? You just want to sit up here and try to make fun of the GOAT. It's ridiculous. It makes you sound silly. This dude's wearing $1,000 outfits, dude. Thousands of dollars. None of that can be...
He got his head busted then. He got his head busted. Look at this. Look at these pants. I mean, he's wearing freaking...
Let me see.
Hold on. He's got on them Jim Harbaugh pants.
Some khakis?
Yeah, dude.
And?
Look at that.
$1,000 khaki. No, I don't like the color. I don't like the color there.
That's recent.
I don't like the color, what he's done there with that, you know, the color he chose there.
I mean, look at this right here. What is going on here what's going on here with the leather jacket and the oversized jeans? What? Defend it. You can't. It's disgusting. Somebody should get to him.
Mike does have a tendency to wear the big jeans. He thinks baggy's still in. That's okay, though, because those are expensive. He has the power, John, to bring it back because, you know, fashion is cyclical.
Like,
he's ahead of the curve.
He's an icon, all right? Michael Jordan is an icon, and he has
his own... Get it right.
He has his own line. Like, he has his own...
Yes.
You know, can he not have somebody walk up to him and say... Hey, Mike, let's go down a size. Let's get, like, a more tailored fit for the jeans. You're not jumping out of a plane, bro. You don't need a parachute. All right? And is that fair?
I'm stunned. Can't believe that you talk like this about Michael Jordan.
Anyway,
dress.
He does have six rings, though. That is true.
Yeah.
That can never be taken from him.
I don't know that this is a better-dressed college coach, though.
There's not.
Than our own.
There's definitely not.
It doesn't come close.
Eric Bossy is going to join us. At 1:25, we will talk to him about Penny Hardaway in that recruiting class in 2019. Some of the guys are after Lester Quiñones. There was a guy yesterday named God. I'm blanking on it now.
People are agreeing with you. Mike cannot dress at all.
Niven Glover is his name. He's a. Let's just focus on things that everybody knows. Niven Glover is a 3-star prospect over at Rivals.com, and he has Memphis in his top 5. So we will talk to Eric Bossy about that. Nobody is going to agree with you on Michael Jordan's dress.
Everybody sent me some bad Mike wardrobe pics.
You're going to have to find me a good one. You're going to have to find me one where he looks well-dressed.
It's not great.
I've identified the issue. He thinks the baggy jeans still in. He's trying to bring it back. And it's still very expensive. Choice of outfit.
Look at this suit. He looks like he's wearing his, like, if he had an obese grandfather, he looks like he's wearing that suit.
Yeah, the pants are too baggy.
Yeah, like, dude, it is 2019. Baggy is the opposite of baggy is in. Everything is getting tighter, and the shorts are getting shorter now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
That's the way it's going.
You don't like the tight?
No.
The jerseys.
I kind of fought it 2 minutes myself.
It's not flattering.
The jerseys are getting, like, if you've noticed, they've been getting, like, more, I don't know what the word would be, but they don't cover as much ground anymore on the back. Like especially in the SEC, the shorts are very short in the SEC, and the jerseys are almost like track jerseys. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're getting like that. They're not getting baggier, but Michael is fighting. He's fighting the resistance. Eric Bossy going to join us at 125. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Valentine's Day is the perfect time to get engaged. And whatever your budget happens to be, Robert Irwin Jewelers is going to have the ring that you want starting at just $5.99. Ring design is the number one thing that women care about when it comes to an engagement ring. I did that recently, and I can tell you that that is absolutely true. So don't stress. Our friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers have exactly what you need, like the Dream Collection. Features handcrafted engagement rings that have fancy-shaped center diamonds, like the oval, the pear, the marquise, and the princess cut. Each ring is one of a kind because she is unlike any other.
It is a day of love, and on a day of love, you better have something to give that woman. Something that she would perfectly be acceptable would be the You and Me Rockin' Diamond Necklace, featuring two interlocking hearts with rockin' diamonds in the center, representing you and her. It's going to rock, and it's going to shine. And you're going to get it for starting at just $199. Or you can do a one-carat fairy tale engagement ring. It's a good time to get engagement. Your choice in white, yellow, or rose gold. Only $999 while supplies last. When you make a purchase of $99 or more with Howie, you're going to get a free box of the finest chocolate in the world. That's Denstal's Chocolates, of course. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today. They've got great gift ideas for Valentine's Day, starting as low as just $59. Free financing available. That's how Howie does it, up to 60 months to pay or 12 months deferred interest. Now through Valentine's Day, too, you get that free box of Denstals with every purchase of $99 or more. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations, or online at RIJ.com.
The Grammys kind of, they hit the music on, they cut the music on you. That's,
man, everybody got cut off.
Everybody got cut off.
We didn't talk about that the other day.
Yeah, Cardi B won Best Rap Album. One of the,
they cut her off. She was dragging. They cut her off.
That was one of the worst acceptance speeches I've ever heard.
Oh, she was just, she didn't have one prepared.
You gotta be prepared. You gotta say something. You gotta, like, no, okay, I'm up for an award. Like, I probably need to have, like, I know it's Cardi B.
What if you think you ain't gonna have a chance?
Well, you're nominated. You, by definition, have a chance.
Don't you sort of appreciate the people that don't have something prepared? I mean, it's probably smart to think about it through, but don't you appreciate the sort of people that don't have a list? That just go up there and sort of speak from the, like, I get what they're doing and you want to thank everybody, but don't you like the stuff that doesn't seem rehearsed?
I thought Cardi B's, it was definitely her. It was definitely sincere, Cardi B. But at the end of it, she's like, she just stopped talking. She just stopped knowing.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you're in the moment. She's nervous and probably didn't think she was going to win. I get it.
It is amazing that she went from being a stripper to winning a Grammy. That's a hell of a
story. Bro, you talk about her journey.
Man, I only rivaled by yours.
What?
Security guard and radio host.
Not even close.
That's a good journey, though. That's
not,
up there.
It's not close, though.
Successful
not close to
radio host.
No, not close.
Security
to
guard to successful. You were up for a Marconi.
Oh, the station was.
Well, you're part of the station.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Cardi B's rise much greater.
I'm willing to say this. Your destination, you haven't reached it yet. Your journey's not finished yet.
Yeah, it is. I'm here.
You're
this
on the
where
way.
It ends. Like, this is.
Has anybody sent you a flattering photo of Michael Jordan outfits yet?
Yeah, they're bad.
They're all bad.
I don't understand how a man who invented the Jordan brand, something that we all would say is the epitome of cool,
yeah,
cannot dress. But the shots I'm getting, and apparently GQ has written about this too, and they've weighed in and it's bad. So I may have taken the wrong stance on Mike's
now,
dress.
You did.
Offended by you going after the GOAT, but it appears it may have been factual.
It was very factual. I would never take gratuitous shots at Michael Jordan.
Well, we know you would, and so that's why I didn't.
Love Space Jam. I do. I do love Space Jam. You know that.
He was awful in it. I've said that.
See, I don't agree with you on that. Like, that's where we actually part. And people have pointed out, yeah, Michael Jordan's a billionaire, so he can get away with it. He can. He definitely can.
Well, that's what I. That's but nobody, the rule when, I was going on. Number one, when you're billionaire, you wear what you want.
When Michael Jordan one day leaves this earth, right, nobody will remember him as a trendsetter in the fashion industry.
Well, I mean, Jordan brand?
Okay.
You'll remember that?
Yes. I don't consider that fashion.
When he's just wearing that, it looks cool.
I consider Jordan, that's like an that's athletic wear.
I mean, a joggins. Yeah. Always got Jordan something on.
But no, but like Michael Jordan is, you know.
I get it. When he's putting on the jeans, yeah, man. It looks bad. It does.
Who's the best dresser in the NBA? Who do you?
Oh my gosh!
Who do you like when they come through? You know they're gonna have something nice that you'll appreciate.
Well, I mean, they all
have weird styles.
I would say Bron, but he'll come with those knee suit.
Yeah,
and I can't rock with that one yet. I know it's in.
I'd say Dwayne Wade's up there. Yeah. Dwayne Wade dresses pretty nice. He's a sophisticated gentleman.
Westbrook just too much, mm-hmm. doing too much. Harden doing too much.
Harden doing way too much.
You doing too much.
Yeah, he is.
And you don't need the attention's already on you. Why wear something green and flashy? You know what I'm saying? Not enough people are
talking about what Penny Hardaway wears. I think that is. I mean, I know we focus on like the pink hat. We were hurting for content, you know, in May when he was on the circuit. He wore a pink hat. My God, the world stopped when he wore a pink hat on the circuit.
People did entire shows about that.
But I don't think we have talked enough about his particular dress on game day. I really don't.
Where are those suits from? Does he get them from the same place the other Memphis coaches have?
I can only assume that he dresses at James Davis.
He got a deal with James Davis like the other Memphis coaches.
Yes, I believe that is true. Josh, okay. I don't know if did Tubby.
I'm pretty sure Josh did.
I know Josh did. I don't know if Tubby did.
I don't know if Tubby did. I'm assuming he did.
But yes, I'm assuming the majority of his suits come from James Davis. He has worn. I have documented these things throughout the season. He has worn at various junctures Hermes belts.
We knew that.
Gucci belts?
Yeah.
Ferragamo belts?
Yeah.
I don't know if has he worn
it. What kind of suits are those, though?
Well, I don't know what kind of suits he's wearing. I don't know the brand.
Are they Italian? Like, is he getting...
Oh, I'm assuming they're Italian. The one he had on Sunday was out of this world. It was something. Not my favorite. Not my favorite suit of the year.
Because you couldn't pull it off.
I don't know if he did.
Don't hate on something just because you can't pull it
off. He did have on some icy white, crispy Louis V's.
They were Louis V's?
Yes.
I thought they were just regular white Nikes.
No, bro.
I didn't see them closely.
There is no coach in college basketball who dresses like Penny Hardaway. No, not one. And there may never be. There may never be another college coach who dresses as flashy as Penny Hardaway does on game day. I mean, again, I'm a point to the Black Excellence Party picture. Where that man literally walks in with a black bow tie and a white Louis V shirt that says Louis Vuitton Paris plastered all over it. Who else dresses remotely like that at college basketball?
No one.
I mean, Calkins said I don't know if he's making a joke or not. I can't tell sometimes, but he said Dan Hurley's wife bought him a Ferragamo belt, and he said, no, I don't want to wear that. I want to wear a belt from Marshalls.
I mean, I get that.
You do?
Yeah, you know, if a guy, you know, a guy like Hurley, that looks crumply anyway, and he's, you know.
Crumply?
I'd rather put it on my.
You think he looks crumply?
He'd probably rather put it in the account. Again, he's not worth $50 million. He doesn't have money to burn. That's the difference. You got money to burn, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
He didn't have that, so he's probably putting it up in his, you know, 401 or wherever. He probably have it there. He's crumply. Yeah, he looks crumply.
Guys like that
don't worry about it.
I need to get a Ferragamo belt, honestly. I do need to get that. But
now,
that's
see for you. I feel like it'd be flogging.
That's been it. Ain't flogging those belts. I mean,
because we know new belts, money.
Those belts are not as much as you think they are.
We know you're doing well.
Hermes belts are expensive.
If you're wearing that, it's to put off an air of hey, I'm on another level financially than you, and so you can't pull that off yet.
I do have a crocodile belt that I'm very proud of. Got that from James Davis. It's a crocodile belt. Is that doing too much?
How much was it?
I can't remember. It was a lot. I bought it for my wedding.
You can remember.
I bought it for my wedding.
You can remember, and there's a reason you're not saying it. How much?
It was like $300.
You doing too much.
Huh?
You are doing too much.
It's a crocodile belt.
You're not ready for $300 belt lifestyle.
That's how much a Ferragamo belt costs, is $300.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, you're not living that lifestyle. You come in here with a hoodie on every day. You don't live that life.
If we were simulcast, I would come on here in a Ferragamo outfit. Yeah, I would. When I was in Nashville, we went to Nordstrom. You know, there's a Nordstrom, not a Nordstrom Rack. There's a Nordstrom in Nashville, and my wife had to talk me out of buying a Ferragamo belt up there. She did. She said, "You don't need that." I was like, "Yeah, you're right. I probably don't need it." So
you getting like clay?
Huh?
You getting like clay?
I just want to have one Ferragamo belt, dude. That's it. I just want to have one. That's it.
We gonna watch you,
Bennett. What kind of belts do you have?
Man got a rope belt.
Standard one.
He's got a rope.
Because like me, he ain't spending no big money on belts. That's my point. I'm not trying to put Bennett down.
No, you said he had a rope belt. Like
that's
a,
all I'm, like my a, point like is a, that like we a, don't spend big on belts.
Like at Memphis City Schools, when your pants were sagging, they would make you put the rope belt on and tie it up.
Bennett's not in the mood for your playing games.
That's what they did, though. That's exactly what they did. But, yes.
Bennett, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as a, you know, the deal.
None taken.
No.
Well, I feel like there might have been some taken there.
Rope belt. That is disrespectful. That is a little disrespectful.
I meant it in the nicest way. Just to make the point that we don't spend big on belts. Don't need.
No, that's true. But yes, Penny Hardaway should help his friend out.
Let's talk about some recruiting.
He should help his buddy out. All right, when we come back, Eric Bossy is going to join us. We'll talk to Eric Bossy about Memphis basketball recruiting, Lester Quinones, Damian Baugh, get his thoughts on all of those guys. And James Wiseman. He did drop James Wiseman to number three. Or at least Rivals.com did. Rivals.com dropped James Wiseman to number three. So we will talk to him about the thinking behind that and more when we talk to Eric next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Jason, have you noticed Bennett, he seems kind of sleepy? Have you picked up on that?
Yeah, I might have noticed that.
Well, it might be time for a nap.
Well, he is a new father, so it would be understandable.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the good news for Bennett is that he's got a mattress from Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, and that's where, you know, you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture. Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They've been voted Memphis' most best mattress store, not one, not two, not three, but 4 years in a row by the Commercial Appeal. That's no accident.
That's a dynasty is what it is, John Martin. They're an authorized Serta mattress and Simmons Beautyrest mattress dealer, and they sell and specialize in the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, and the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum. They've also got the Beautyrest Black line as well. Michael's got every line that you can imagine, every form of sleep. On all the best sleep. Don't forget to mention, too, when you go in there, that you heard this on the Jason and John Show, and Michael's going to give you an additional 10% off. They're already deeply discounted prices. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road. That's right at the corner of Summer Avenue over in Bartlett, next to Hollywood Feet. Or you can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Eric Bossy. He's a national basketball analyst over at Rivals.com, and he joins us now. Mr. Bossy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Everything is good here in Memphis. No complaints whatsoever.
Your time.
So, lots to get to with you. A lot of recruiting activity, certainly for the University of Memphis, as they try to round out this 2019 recruiting class. I want to start with your 3-point play this morning that you posted over at rivals.com, because I'm paying very close attention to everything you're posting about Memphis recruiting, Eric. And you have a section in there about Trendon Watford, and this is what you write about Trendon Watford. Ranked number 19, Watford is college-ready as a skilled combo forward. Down to Alabama, Indiana, LSU, and Memphis. Could LSU be pulling into the lead? Now, why would you ask that question, Eric?
Well, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes talk that LSU is kind of taking control of the recruitment. I think it's them or Memphis right now, and it's tight. And obviously, you know, this is campfire, you know, talk, telephone, whatever you want to call it, but there's been a lot of discussion about LSU and Watford lately, and it goes back to, you know, a long-standing relationship with one of the assistants, Bill Armstrong, and the family. But, of course, at Memphis, there is also long-standing relationships between assistant coaches and the family. So it's going to be a really interesting one down the stretch. And, you know, I think it's also going to matter, does Miles Reed turn pro at Memphis? I'm assuming he does. Does he not? That would certainly – I mean, LSU, Memphis, I'm sorry. That could mess some things up for Memphis, but it's definitely going to be an interesting one over this next month or so.
Can you just kind of – it kind of cut out. What did you say that might mess it up for Memphis there, Eric?
Oh, no. I said I think a lot of it with LSU – I mistakenly said Memphis for a second with Watford.
Gotcha.
Come down to what Naz Reid decides to do.
Right.
I think the assumption is that he will turn pro.
Mm-hmm.
But if he comes back, then I have a hard time seeing Watford ending up there. So it's going to be a close one, but it's no means a done deal for either one. But there's definitely been a lot of talk about LSU, you know, kind of gaining some steam in that one.
That's kind of the same thing with Lester Quinones, just as another example. I mean, Memphis has found itself really going head to head. I mean, they beat Kentucky. This is like 2019 in recruiting, right? Like, they beat Kentucky for Wiseman, but they might lose a kid or two to LSU in recruiting. Like, it's the craziest thing.
It's interesting that LSU has emerged as this recruiting rival, right? But you bring up Lester Quinones, who is certainly the best jump shooter left on the board, arguably as good a jump shooter as it is 2019 class, period. Big, strong shooting guard, 6'4", 6'5", put together at a IMG Academy down in Florida. I actually saw him in person a couple of weeks ago and was able to spend quite a bit of time talking to him. And there is no doubt in my mind that Memphis has I don't think there's a leader yet. You know, maybe LSU a little bit just because they got the early visit from him and have really kept him a top priority.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid is legit interested in Memphis and is really infatuated with the Memphis coaching staff and seems to be developing a strong relationship. I think Mike Miller has done a really good job of fostering that relationship and kind of getting it started. And now Coach Hardaway has gotten more involved, and they've definitely got his notice, and he's thinking hard about them. And he also seems to have a pretty good relationship with James Wiseman. He spoke very highly of him, which I thought was interesting because he's not a guy that I would have thought would have had a lot of interaction with James just because playing on different circuits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he specifically brought up Wiseman as a reason that he's very interested in Memphis.
Eric, how much does what – I know Will's a hell of a recruiter, always has been. How much does what he's doing on the court help him too? I mean, they're 19-4. They've knocked off Mississippi State, Auburn going into this game against – Kentucky. He's been impressive there as well, and I suppose for recruits, you know, that's appealing. It's got to be the season he's having.
You want to see results, right?
Yeah.
You want to see, if you're a highly rated kid, you want to see, okay, what are the other highly ranked kids who have gone there doing? And if you look, you know, Tremont Waters was the first guy that they got at LSU that kind of got things rolling.
Yep.
He's doing great. Naz Reid, while he's been up and down, seems to be on an uptick right now. And they've gotten him in shape. Their other guys are getting playing time to play an appealing style.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, while they had some bad headlines with all the FBI trials that went on, because Wade's name got brought up a couple times, that gets erased when there's all of the good headlines. You know, a lot of people
talk about
LSU as being one of the more underrated teams in the country. They're getting on TV a lot. There's a lot more people talking about them. And certainly when you've got kids in the spring looking to make up their mind, that doesn't hurt you if you're them.
There's no question about it. I want to go back to Lester for a second because he has emerged as, you know, one of, I would say, two main guard targets right now, at least as it stands for the University of Memphis. And I know they have some guys in the back burner like you always will. What's his game? Like, I hear that, you know, and you see him, big guard, great shooter. Is that what he brings to the next level?
No question. He's going to be a shooter, but he's not just some guy who runs around off screens and strictly shoots three-point jump shots. Mm-hmm. While it's certainly a strength, he can put it on the floor. You know, he's big and strong. He's built for contact. He can power his way through some guys. He's got some mid-range game. He'll get to the rim a little bit. He's got a, you know, he's not one of those guys who does a lot of woofing or anything like that. But he's tough, and he's a competitor, and he plays with zero fear out there, and he's just a bucket getter. He's a guy that I would really, really love to have as a college guard because, at least right now, he doesn't look like one of those guys who's a threat to be in and out of a program in 1 or 2 years, but he also looks like a guy who has a very chance of being an all-conference shooting guard wherever he goes.
Mm. And from your time with him, you got the sense that Memphis has really made some inroads with him?
Yeah, for sure. I would be pretty shocked if he didn't set up a visit with them sometime soon. And I think that NBA experience on that staff is something that has really caught his eye.
It sounds like to me, Eric, you think that Ball, Damian Ball, who Memphis is also after, and you guys have got number 83 in the class of 2019 and a four-star ranked prospect, that he and Quiñones could really operate like Ball more the playmaker, Quiñones more the scorer. Would they fit together?
Oh, no question. Mm-hmm. No question. You know, Ball's a guy, he's a greyhound. He likes to get out and run. He likes to push things. His game is getting to the basket and transition, you know, setting up others in the half court. And I think that his real value is, personally, I see him eventually being an elite on-the-ball defender mm-hmm. at the college level. Yep. The physical tools and just the, man, like he's a guy, he likes to get down in the mud.
He's got that dog in him, I hear.
Yes, yeah. No question. Now, obviously, things can always change, and difference in competition level can change that in some guys, but I don't see that in him. Like, I mean, that dude, he's one of those guys who he shows up, he's ready to get after it on a daily basis, and it's one that Memphis has clearly put the full court press on now. I think they're in a real dogfight with Texas Tech on this one.
Yep.
And, you know, is he still on his visit, or he just finished up his visit,
yeah,
right?
He just finished up his visit. I mean, and it is amazing. I'm going to count him as a Memphis kid because he lives here. The same way that I'm going to count James Wiseman as a Memphis kid.
Right, but they're Nashville guys.
They are. But Penny, when Penny like locks in and zeroes in on these kids who live here, he does not lose. At least he has not yet.
Yeah, and it's you know, he's got. I would think that Tyler Harris is pretty happy with his experience in Memphis so far. He's certainly gotten to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly gotten to take a bunch of shots and play with a relatively long leash in terms of playing through mistakes and stuff like that.
Yep.
And former summer teammates, there's no way those guys aren't talking. I would think that would be a positive for Memphis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with those little guards and Lomax and Harris, I'm sure getting a bigger guard like Baugh
yep.
is really something that they want, and they're impressing upon him. And, you know, there's a relationship with Wiseman that goes back to those are some things that are definitely playing in their favor, and you guys both know, I'm sure that guy can't walk the streets of Memphis right now
yep.
without getting a lot of talk about, hey, man, you going to come play for the Tigers? And
yep.
that's going to be awfully tough to turn down to go to Texas Tech. That's no disrespect to Texas Tech, because what Chris Beard is building there is really impressive, and no one could blame him for making that choice, and he certainly fits the way the Red Raiders play too, but man, it just sure seems like Memphis is making a lot of waves in that one and catching a lot of momentum.
Eric, man, we always – real quick before we get you out of here, James Wiseman. I do want to ask you about James Wiseman. What is his biggest impact for Memphis next year? I don't know if we've talked to you since he signed with Memphis. What's his biggest impact on that team next year?
Wow. If this makes sense, just his presence. The taking up – space on the floor, having to account for this big man running the floor in transition and getting from rim to rim like a guard. You know, he's not a great shot blocker, but he's not a bad one, and I think he's getting better, and he's learning, and he's gotten more aggressive. And when you have a big guy like that there on the back end, your guards, your wings, you can play more aggressive because you know if you make a mistake, you got that big guy in there to clean it up. And he's also become more aggressive on offense. I think he's found a little bit of – man, he's not a – again, he's not one of those big woofers or trash talkers, but I think he's developing like a quiet mean streak.
No doubt. You nailed it.
I've seen huge steps in his maturity and improvement this year. You know, obviously there's always a big debate from number one. We still currently got Vernon Carey. But if it's just me talking, it's a battle between Anthony Edwards and James Wiseman for the number one spot, and that's something that, you know, with me, Corey Evans, and our other guys all get our heads together to redo rankings. It's probably going to be a fight between all of us deciding things, but I couldn't be more impressed with James Wiseman and just the strides he's taken mentally and what he's done to mature as a basketball player.
Is Edwards good enough, real quick, Eric? Is he good enough to turn Georgia into a power for the one season they'll have him?
I don't know if he's going to turn them into a power, but he certainly makes them viable. I know they've been a train wreck this season.
Mm-hmm.
But assuming Nick Claxton doesn't get crazy and get pro fever and stay in the draft, because I'm sure he's going to at least test the waters.
Right.
And, you know, you get Tyree Crump back, who should be a pretty good senior, and Rayshon Hammond should be another good junior. I think those four with some guys around them, one guy can turn things real quick, and I certainly see them being a legitimate NCAA tournament competitor next year.
Hey, last thing, Eric. I know we said we should get you out of here, but how familiar are you with this kid named Niven? I think it's Niven Glover. Is that how you say his name? He's out of Florida.
Niven Glover.
Okay, yeah. He released his top five yesterday, and Memphis was on it. And I had never heard his name until yesterday, but I gather he's one of the most athletic human beings walking this earth.
He is a freak show athlete. Is he quite DJ Stevens level athlete?
Yeah.
I'm not sure because he's different because he's like a thicker kid.
Yep.
But man, he is a bouncy dude. Like, he's one of those guys you watch play and you think, man, if basketball doesn't work out, I wonder if this guy could take up football and turn into an NFL player, because he's just that kind of freaky athlete with some strength, and you know, you could put some weight on him. But skill wise, now he's a runner and a dunker. Now still got to complete the full game. But, you know, I don't know how serious he is with all those top five, or how serious all of them are with him just yet. He's certainly someone, like, you know, you mentioned those back burner guys.
Yeah, no question.
He's certainly an athlete that you could roll the dice on, and who knows what you might get out of him.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely how Memphis is looking at it, if I had to guess. He's definitely just one of those guys that you kind of, quote-unquote, slow play, see what happens with the other top priorities, and then, you know, you always got time to circle back around. Eric, you're the best.
Yeah, man, thank you for this.
Yeah, you guys got it. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man. He is Eric Bossy, National Basketball Analyst for Rivals.com. Always appreciate his time and catching up with him. Sounds like, listen, if it was up to him, Wiseman's number three over there on Rivals.com right now, but it sounds like if it was up to him, he'd be one or two.
He's been clear to that. You know, they sort of do it by panel.
No doubt.
And if he had his vote is for Wiseman at one, it sounded like he's kind of gone back to whether it's between him and Edwards. But, dude, I told you I did the work for you. I went out to Briarcrest. I watched them both. Wiseman affects both ends.
Yes, he does. He does. It is. I cannot wait to watch him in a Memphis uniform. I really can. I think he's going to make a massive impact. And I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be an Elite Eight team, because they're going to be so young and there's still a lot of pieces left to fill in. But they're going to be fun to watch. And his development specifically will be exciting. So there you go. Appreciate Eric Bossy for joining us. We'll come back, wrap it up, Jason and John. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Landers Auto Sales.
If I was in the market for a car, that's exactly where I would go. They got all kinds of vehicles out there. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars. I'm in a Jeep Wrangler right now, silver and black edition, commitment to excellence edition. I've never had more fun in a vehicle than I've had in the Wrangler. They got more of them. Price starting to get just $29.90. They specialize in service at Landers Auto Sales. And don't worry, if you get down there and you got your heart set on a vehicle that they may not have in stock, don't worry, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. That's what they do at Landers Auto Sales. You are the priority. They're on the web, LandersMemphis.com. You can find them on Goodman Road. Landers Auto Sales. Remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right. So, earlier today, well, last night, I should say, Bennett Doyle promised us that he would be checking out the Westminster Dog Show of on FS1. Now, Bennett, we're not doing that yet. We're not doing it just yet. Calm down, everybody. Calm down. We're not going to do it yet.
Careful.
There's a setup to it. There's a setup. See, check this out. So you promised us yesterday in your checkout time that you'd be checking out the Westminster Dog Show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, in fact, check in to the Westminster
Dog Show? I saw the highlights, Bennett. Looked like it was fantastic.
Now, is it over?
Tonight is day two.
Oh, it's a two-day event.
It's a two-day event.
So
Madison Square Garden.
Are any winners crowned in day one?
No. Well, the winners of, like, their group.
Right, groups.
Move on to the...
Saw the highlights this morning.
Yeah, yeah. And more groups will perform tonight, and then the ending is best in show.
Are they categorized by breed? Large, small, medium?
They're categorized by, like, the type of dog. So it's like there's, like, the herding group and the toy group and working group and the, the terrier group.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What group do y'all have?
Well, I've got a Labradoodle, so I think it's not a purebred, so he couldn't be in this, right? It's got to be a purebred dog?
Correct.
Yeah, he couldn't be in it.
What you got, Bennett?
Herding.
That's okay. So you got a border collie, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so Bennett's dog could be in it.
I don't understand.
Not now. They have to be young.
Poor one out for Bubby, but he could have been in this too, right?
He could have as well.
Yeah. But are there any bulldogs in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Bulldogs are awesome.
Apparently everybody loves dogs except me.
Yeah, so
they had a bulldog on last night that was part of the skills competition, and man, that dog was fast. I've never seen a bulldog run like that.
You've got to be careful.
Very impressive.
Because they have trouble breathing, with their smashed in noses, so you got to be careful. My man,
didn't know that.
My man Ernie has a French bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Kuiper got a French bulldog.
Okay.
Named Layla.
Doesn't aren't Hasseltine's bulldogs like
I think they're French bulldogs.
Yeah, I've seen them. I
get French bulldogs mixed up with Boston Terriers. They look kind of the same.
Okay.
But my thing with you though, Jason.
Whoa! What are you turning this on me for?
You have a 5-year-old, right? With no sibling.
Correct.
He has no.
Well, I mean, he's got. Stepbrothers.
Well, yeah.
Much older.
I'm saying similarly aged sibling.
Correct.
He's growing up alone.
For the most part, he's got parents.
Yeah, I mean, of course he has parents.
Yeah, you're just trying to make him sound so sad, though.
No, it's not sad. He has a great life.
I know where you're going.
But Bennett, do you not agree that he needs a companion?
It's important.
I heard Jeff and Gary talking about this today. I've said it during the show. It's not that I dislike the animal, the dog. That's not the case. Love dogs. Love animals, period. My thing is, I get too attached. Too much, and I said earlier, sissy. It's the wrong word. That's what I called myself, or how attached I get. So it's completely the wrong word. Can get emotional at times when it comes to a family member or anything else. Dude, listening to y'all's stories about the end and knowing what my brother went through with his Rottweiler, and my gosh, that was a graphic ending, and you can't control it. Rottweiler eats the rat poison next door.
Right.
Next door.
Right.
Like he's just out running free.
Well, you don't let your dog run free.
Huh?
You don't let your dog run free.
Dude, he was... Dude,
I let
he
my
doesn't
dog
let,
run free.
In the backyard.
He lets him to get exercise. He's got a backyard. He let him go get exercise. He goes run around for a little bit just to the next house. And I don't know if it's rat poison, whatever it is, whatever he ate.
It claimed his life.
Dude, and graphic, dude. And what my brother went through, my brother's a grown-ass man.
Well, that's a very extreme...
Crying and breaking down.
That's a very extreme way, though.
But still, there's always death. There's death in the end.
Well, there is death for everything and everybody.
Look, the only... There's a way to get to me and say, right? There's a way to show me the good outweighs the bad, right? But
Bennett was on it. You're not. It's a good way to teach my son about life and death.
It is.
Right? Like that, you know, I'm thinking about me and selfishly how
correct.
I will feel when this dog passes on and how attached to it I'll be and how I have to get. But for my son, it's a great way to teach life. I think that would be, if you were trying to convince me to get a dog, that'd be the way to go.
Well, you didn't even let me make a case. You didn't even give me the chance.
I knew it was going to be a bunch of blathering.
No, it's not blathering. It's important for your son, CJ, to have a friend, to have a companion right
now. You act like that's man, that man I'm talking to, like we keep him in prison, dude.
You don't keep him in prison, but he doesn't.
He's got a great life.
He does have a great life, but he needs a dog. He needs a dog. He needs a big dog. Get him a big dog. Get him a retriever. That's the kind of dog he deserves.
Let me make the case. The reason you should get him a dog, Jason, is because CJ has a lot of energy, and
yes.
That dog is going to help him get out a bunch of that energy. Like when he gets home from school every day, he's going to play with the dog. It's trust me.
And then
trust me on
you
this.
Form emotional connections, right? That's good. It's good to foster those. You know, every kid. Like when I was growing up, I had a dog. It's the what's the Lassie? What is she? What is the Lassie? What kind of dog is that?
She's a
collie.
Yeah, I had a collie named Seamus. I love that dog. You always have every young boy has
a type of collie.
Okay.
Well, it's still a collie though. No, you're right.
No,
it's,
I should know this.
It's a long-haired collie. Like it was a beautiful dog, an extravagant dog, and I remember that dog. It has a special place in my heart. Every young boy, most young boys, have a memory of that dog.
Yeah,
CJ doesn't have one right now, and I think you need to remedy that. I really do. I think it's important for you.
Your case when you make it about the kid. Yes, the
grown man. I'm not worried about you.
That likes detachment and doesn't want to get.
But you'll
too
have
invested.
Fun with the dog too, though. You will enjoy the dog, especially if it's a big one. You don't want to get a small one.
Big mouth to feed. Big food buy. Got to buy a lot of food.
No, that's right.
That's another big mouth in the house.
We get Tony the most premium food. He gets like the big dog, like the big, huge dog.
I know,
because
you new money. You're going to get him the best.
Well, no, it's my wife. Like, I think if my wife had to choose, she would absolutely choose the dog over me at this point. That's another risk you run. Your wife is going to fall more in love with the dog than she is you.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
No, that dog can't give her what old Smooth can.
I would hope not. Let's just say that.
Ain't no way.
I would hope not. You gonna get a dog?
Not off what you said, maybe off what Bennett said. Again, you make it about the kid. You act like my child is locked up in a cage at home and doesn't speak to other children.
And Jason.
But he doesn't have a friend at home.
Get him a dog on his birthday. Go get you a rescue dog. And you don't have to buy my birthday present. It's free.
Don't they cost a ton of money? No.
I mean, they cost
$200.
The food and stuff. And you're going to get him shots or him or her shots. But,
resist.
It's really not that crazy.
Don't resist anymore, bro. You've resisted long enough. And I hope that you get him the dog that he deserves. I really do.
We don't have a fence. Is that sound thing going
to
be
humane? You just have to walk him.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to just let him roam free.
Got that invisible fence, the previous owner. That's what I'm saying.
That's
humane?
You have an invisible fence
it's
in
already
your backyard?
Locked. It's in the house, and she left the collar.
That's an ethical
Does
question.
Does it shock them or not?
Dude, on earth do you not have a dog if you have the built-in invisible fence?
It's built in. It's already on the ground.
Dude, that dog might try to walk past that fence one time, get shocked, and never
Is that
do
what it,
it
is, a shocker, or is it a pitch?
I think it's a shock.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
John said it's a pitch.
I think they vary.
You can change the settings. I think you can do a shock. You can do a noise. You can do,
See, that's not humane.
You don't think that's humane?
No, it's torture.
It's all good.
It's more humane than chaining him up, you know?
We got some things we got to watch.
Get CJ a dog. Do you promise you'll get a dog?
Please promise right now.
You sound like a little child right now.
No, we pressured you into getting Hustle season tickets. Let's see if
Bennett has moved me closer, not you and your silliness.
If y'all have a dog that y'all are ready to unload.
Look, you're going to get here a little early on a Wednesday when they bring the dogs by for wet nose.
Oh, that's right. They do that here.
They bring the dogs by.
Stop paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so we'll figure it out then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I'll be watching number 19 LSU in the aforementioned Nyz Reed. We were talking about him earlier, whether he might go and how that would affect Trenton Watford's recruitment by LSU. They'll be in Rupp Arena, taking on number 5 Kentucky. It's a big one. Tip off at 6 p.m. tonight. Two hot. You know, nobody hotter than Tennessee, obviously, in the SEC. These two teams very hot, though. LSU's come in having won 12 of its last 13. Including back-to-back wins over Mississippi State and at home Saturday versus Auburn. Good wins. Kentucky's won 10 in a row. They're just as hot, 13 of their last 14. Should be a good battle. We'll be watching P.J. Washington. We've talked about quite a bit. has Memphis ties, his mom from here, and has been playing some standout basketball of late. I think he scored, I have it right here, 20 points and 20 or more in 5 of the Wildcats' last 6 contests. I'll be watching some SEC basketball.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Kentucky looks ahead, right? Like if they
Tennessee game, exactly.
Yeah, but because LSU's on a hot streak right now.
Tell me about it. I told you they should be ranked, and ever since they've jumped back in, unlike Ole Miss,
right?
They've been good. They haven't folded up.
Yeah, ever since you adopted Ole Miss, that season's gone to hell in a handbasket.
I jinxed their whole season. I blew it for them.
Well, that's actually a good matchup. I'll be checking that out peripherally as well.
Yes.
I'm going to be down at FedEx Forum tonight for Grizzlies Spurs. Going to have to record the 143rd annual Westminster Dog Show, but we will watch that and brief you on it tomorrow. But one thing that I wanted to talk about, last night I watched the new Netflix documentary on Sam Cooke. It's called The Two Killings of Sam Cooke. Dude, you have to watch this documentary. It's awesome, especially during Black History Month. Very, very good, well done about Sam Cooke. This guy was, early on in his career, he made music for that primarily white audiences listened to.
Right.
Now, black people liked his music as well, but like the music that he made. And later on in his career, he started becoming way more involved in owning his own music. He started his own record company. And the way that he died, he was murdered.
I remember this, but you told me off air some stuff I didn't know. I thought he was just shot by a woman because she saw him with his pants off because the prostitute had stolen his pants.
And a lot of people dispute the way that he was killed and think that there was some foul play involved because this guy, at the time, during that time period, he wouldn't play shows that were segregated. There's a part in Memphis where he wouldn't play the show in Memphis because of the segregated audience.
Yeah.
And wow. People thought that he was just getting like a little too confident in his music and how much power he had with his music and how much he could control his music. The documentary is great. It's only like an hour and a half. I highly recommend
people check
that
out, brother. For sure.
Yeah, also, if you want a Netflix documentary to avoid because of the rage it will impart upon you, Abducted in Plain Sight. Don't watch it. We couldn't even finish it. Google it. It is the most ridiculous documentary, the most ridiculous situation that you will ever see. That's Abducted in Plain Sight. I'm serious. Don't watch it. Boston, Philly. Obviously, Philly acquires Tobias Harris. They have been, Boston has been absolutely killing them as of late in this rivalry. So maybe they can turn it around with Tobias Harris. That's a good one tonight on TNT. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Gear. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Brian Windhorst. Thanks to Clay Travis. And thanks to Eric Bossy. Jason Smith's got to go to get a dog. So we will keep you posted on that. Eric Kastein is up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.